Issues discussed included jobs, education reform, drunk driving laws, pistol permits, and perhaps inevitably, on the same day Brooklyn Assemblyman Vito Lopez resigned his seat, ethics. Cuomo says corruption is rampant throughout government and society, and telegraphed the idea people are accustomed to it.
Today's Vito Lopez, shock and awe. They're not in shock and awe. And they weren't in shock and awe 2 weeks ago when there were several politicians. And they weren't in shock and awe when I did the Alan Hevesy case and when I did the Pedro Espada case. You know, this is a constant drumbeat. Oh, constant drumbeat of government corruption. No, constant drumbeat of corruption. Government, private sector, people going to jail, sex scandals. This is not new. It didn't start in Albany. And frankly, it's not going to end in Albany. It's Washington. It's every aspect of society. So when they say, do you think you'll see more elected officials getting into trouble? Sure.
The governor didn't mince words when it came down to queries regarding Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's involvement in the Lopez matter. Silver has been criticized for his handling of the case, which started with confidential payoffs to sexual harassment accusers.
People say, I think the speaker should resign for the way he handled it. I said, I don't. It's a fine topic. I just disagree.
Could you give just an explanation of why you don't feel he should be?
Well, they said what was put to me is that he should resign because what he did is like what Vito Lopez did. No, I believe the speaker mishandled the complaint in the situation. It is different, however, than what Vito Lopez did, which was actually be the person who was abusing women, right? It's one is you didn't handle it well. The other is you actually committed the act. But do I think it's a totally legitimate topic, how the Assembly handles complaints of sexual harassment? Yes.
Cuomo says now that Lopez has resigned, he hopes the incident will inspire lawmakers in a positive way.
I think the question then becomes, going forward, what reforms are you going to put in place? What lessons have you learned? What are you going to do to make sure you do the best reform modification to the system that you can to prevent that kind of activity in the first place? And I think that's something the speaker is addressing himself to. And it's the last one until the next one.
The governor believes the appropriate action was taken in the Lopez case, and he hopes legislators will live and learn from the experience. A Siena poll released the same day showed voters are increasingly unhappy with Albany, and roughly 9 out of 10 expect more legislators to fall. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.